produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Everyone here, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Let me hear you say amen. It reads, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. I want to stop right there, and I want to talk to you briefly from the topic entitled, Surviving Your Trial. Can somebody say that with me? Surviving your trial. Now, I don't care who you are, what side of the track you come from. You have been encompassed with some type of trial, and it hadn't been in your too distant past. There's some stuff that you have encountered that has been somewhat, oftentimes say, adversarial to your constant walk of life. Might be somewhat inconsistent with that which you have already proclaim, but yet in spite of what you have gone through and in spite of what the world has presented to you and what Satan has tried to inflict upon your life, you're still here. God has yet been real kind to you. He's yet made ways that basically you couldn't even fathom how they would even be created or made. And God is just masterful in how he takes care of us and how he keeps reminding us that he is in charge and that he is a God that is in control. Or when you just go outside and just see the trees waving backwards and forwards, lets you know there is a powerful God. You don't hear what I'm saying. And not only that, the aspect of just when you can see how the currents would change and go from one point to another, it has to let you know that this is not by sheer accident, but there is a God. When we think about how powerful God is, omnipotent, all-powerful, there's nothing in the universe that can be any more powerful than God. The worst atomic bomb cannot have the power that God has. and how God keeps sustaining us, not just day by day, but week to week, and here month to month. He just keeps making provisions for his people. Well, I know oftentimes you just, things will come to your mind. Just, and God, are you there? Some of you all have been through some trials and seem like you're in it all by yourself. Look like even God himself has withdrawn his very presence. And some things you must recognize, that while you're in that trial, you ought to utilize that particular moment to build your spiritual strength. I know somebody said, it sounds like an oxymoron. How can I build strength when I feel like I'm strengthless? Well, the point is, you got to recognize your strength ain't just in the trial, but the strength is in the word of God. And if God told you that, listen, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, that's where your strength is. Hey, hello, somebody. See, faith is not waiting till the thing is over with and see how it's going to turn out, but it's knowing what God's going to do even before one thing is even handled. I know that God is going to have this thing handled the way it's supposed to be. We have to trust God. We have to trust him unwaveringly, and we have to trust him without really seeing the outcome. Well, you know, faith itself denotes the fact that you believe in him without anything tied to it other than what the word has stated. You just believe that God is God. You just believe that he's a healer. You just believe that he will deliver. You just believe that he's going to provide for you. You just believe you lose one job, here come another. You just believe that even if you lost a house, he got another. You know, whatever the circumstance and whatever the situation, you just believe that God will take care of you. That, yeah, I know there's some trials that look like that you're just not going to make it through it. Just things look like it's overwhelming. And this is just the end of the road. And matter of fact, I see the rope breaking right now. But you got to kind of get like Reverend Clay Evans. You got to reach beyond the break. You got to get on the other side of what it really looks like. And because if you only stay on the bottom side of the thing, you all oftentimes just look at the dismal aspect of what life present. But God is allowing some things to transpire in your life. Number one, it conditions you with experience. Number two, you begin to recognize the effectiveness of what God's word has already stated. And if God said that he going to bring you through something and you stand on that word, let me tell you something. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Whatever God has stated, it shall come to pass. I know we got our own time frames created. You know, I've been in this God for months and sometimes even years. Don't look like it's getting any better. Look like, as a matter of fact, it's taking a turn for the worse. And but what you call it worse is just another turn. But it ain't the end result. You got to recognize ain't nothing over with till God says it's over. And once God has made his declaration, it's time for you to just stand on the word. God, I don't know how it's going to happen, but you said it, and it shall come to pass. I like this book of 1 Peter. The first book of 1 Peter deals with some very interesting aspects. It exhorts believers that we ought to stand true in all different kinds of sufferings. And we got to know how to set forth the true grace of God and true grace of his word. We're saved by God's grace. We're saved by grace through faith, not that it works lest any man should boast. It's not by how much you have done, but because you are saved, there is some doing that is required. Now, note the fact that many times people are going through, we oftentimes try to compare the things that we have done as what's going to bring us out of what we are going through. Well, I know that I've done this for so many people got to do this for me. If nobody ever does anything for you, but you have to understand that God's word is right. In other words, God said, I didn't tell you to be dependent on what somebody else is going to do. I told you that I never leave you and I never forsake. You ought to tell somebody, God made you some promises. And when God make promises, you ought to learn how to walk according to the promise. All I know, there's some stuff that can knock you to your knees. There, some things can make you cry, some crocodile tears sometimes. I know folks say, baby child, don't cry. That's easy to say when you ain't dealing with what I'm dealing with, but that comes from time where there's some stuff that can bring tears to your eye. You don't hear what I'm saying. And I told you before, yeah, there is some stuff that can bend you over. But if you want to know how to get delivered, you can't stay bent over. You want to get that monkey off your back, tell somebody to straighten up. You got to learn how to straighten up and walk according to God's way. God has much provision for his people. And the thing about it, we just got to know how to tap into the resources of God's bounties, how to reach in there and pull back the things that God has already stored up. Note the fact, I've said it so many times, that blessings are conditional. There are some things that is required on your end. Note that we are in a covenant with God through his son, Jesus Christ's blood, brought us into covenant relationship. And while we're in covenant, God said, you do this, I'll do that. And God going to keep his end of the promise. God is not a covenant breaker. If there's any covenant that has been broken, it's been on our end. But once we reseal, once we put things back in proper perspective, you begin to see the things of God evolve in your life. I'm telling you right now, you can keep butting your head up against what God has said, and things will never land up. But the moment you say, God, here I am. Oh, my little hand's too short to box with you. My little arm too short to box with you. But I turn this thing over to you. Where the word, even in this particular book, is it cast all your cares upon him, for he carried for you. Got to know that God cares about what you're going through, what you're dealing with. He's concerned about your plight in life. And I don't care what you're dealing with right now, and it don't look like you're going to survive it. You're going to survive this thing, because if God didn't want you to survive it, he could have took you out the first day that it surmised. But I want you to know, if you're still going through, you can still handle it. When it gets to the, I'm almost through now, gets to the point to where you cannot handle it, God said escape route, and he makes a way of escape for you to come out of it. God is not going to leave you comfortless. So many things are happening. Recognize the fact that there are storms of many different kinds. And most of them have some type of catastrophic effect, but looked like the storm would take you out. You remember them boys that was on that ship with Jesus. It was going to the other side of that lake, and how he goes down into the hinder part of the ship. But here comes the storm. And the storm comes, and it's come to disrupt your life. Disrupt all of that happiness and all of that shouting we've been doing, and disrupt all of that praise in the Lord. You ever notice that after you had a glorious time in the Lord, you done blessed him, you have given him praise and thanks and honor, here come a curveball. Satan got something right around the corner for you to try to discourage you. But y'all better help me preach up here. Those of y'all that came to help me preach, just lean on somebody and say, the devil is a lie. Yeah, God has provision for me, and I'm going to stay to God, make this thing show up in my life. And God is not going to leave us company. And I just want somebody to know that right now. Many that are watching by the television broadcast, as well as listening by the radio broadcast, need to know that even though you're not here in the confines of these four walls of this building, but one thing you need to know while you're driving in your car, while you in your den, you can offer up God what you can give him. You can give him your praise right where you are. See, you can't be always sitting there in your state of melancholy and expect for great moves to happen. God is not a genie in a bottle that you just rub the bottle and expect for something to evolve out of it. But he said he inhabited the praises of Israel. In other words, he lives in the people's praise. And if God lives in your praise, look like you ought to give him what he live in. I'm talking about when your back is up against the wall. Look like you say, I ain't got no money, I ain't got no honey, but I can give you. Oh, Lord. You'll tell somebody, God will answer your prayer, and he'll live in your praise. Y'all come on, give me about 5 more minutes. Sit on down here. Hallelujah. So this book of 1 Peter, here it deals with these true kinds of suffering. How to let the people know that you got to learn how to exhort God. Even when we get into the first chapter of that book, it begins to talk about whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of joy. Find that in that 8th verse in that first chapter. And when you have joy that is unspeakable, and you're just full of joy, you can always express the calisthenics of what you're dealing with. But you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you don't always have to take time to explain, folks, how in the world you can have joy in the midst of a catastrophic situation. How in the world can you always have joy in the midst of your calamity? It's not that I got so much joy about the trial. It's not that I got so much joy about what I've been going through. It's not that I got so much joy because pain has reached the body. It's not that I got so much joy because of an adverse notice. It's not that I got so much joy because somebody walked off on me. It's not that I got so much joy because somebody lied or talked about me. But I got joy because I know who Jesus is.
You're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
In the simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Oh,
the center
of my joy.
Jesus.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.